But as we described last night, there was something going on in Ohio that I can't believe isn't more of a front page story around the country. I mean, eliminating those 3 days of early voting in Ohio is not actually the biggest scandal in what Ohio is doing this year. That is a scandal. But this is worse. The biggest scandal in Ohio is what's happening on a county-by-county basis there, where the state's plan right now is to allow more hours and more days to vote if you live in a Republican-leaning county than if you live in a Democratic-leaning county. Seriously. Republicans on Ohio County elections boards have been voting in favor of adding early voting on nights and weekends in Republican-leaning counties. But the Republicans on the county election boards in Democratic counties are voting against extra voting on nights and weekends. County election boards are evenly split between Democrats and Republicans. But the Republicans are voting for expanded voting hours in the Republican counties, and they're voting against that in Democratic counties. And in the Democratic counties, where the Republicans are objecting to expanded early voting, the Republican Secretary of State has personally intervened to break the tie, to side with the objecting Republicans, to make sure that, in fact, Democratic-leaning counties will not have early voting on nights and weekends, but the Republican-leaning counties will. Here's what that means in real terms. Democratic-leaning counties in Ohio, like Cuyahoga County and Franklin County and Summit County, those are the homes of Cleveland and Columbus and Akron, where Barack Obama won 2-1 and 3-2 and 3-2. Those counties will not have early voting on nights and weekends leading up to Election Day. But Republican-leaning counties, places where John McCain won 2-1 and 3-2, like Warren County and Butler counties, they will have extended early voting. Nights and weekends. Come on down, whenever's convenient for you. The Republican Secretary of State in Ohio is personally intervening to ensure fewer voting hours in Democratic-leaning counties than in Republican-leaning counties. That is happening right now. Joining us now is E.J. Dionne, Washington Post columnist, MSNBC contributor, Brookings Institution senior fellow, and the author of Our Divided Political Heart. E.J., it's good to see you. Thank you for being here.
Good to be with you. Good to have the early slot, given this story we're doing.
Yeah, you know, I have to say, I don't know if I'm predisposed to be more interested in issues like this than other people in the media, but I don't understand why this isn't a bigger story. Do you see this as having national significance?
It's huge. And I think the explanation for why this isn't a bigger story is a kind of paradox, that this story is almost always treated in partisan terms as a Republicans say this, Democrats say that. But this is much bigger than a partisan story. We passed a great law in our country in 1965 called the Voting Rights Act. And the Voting Rights Act was designed to tear down illegitimate barriers to voting, particularly for African Americans. And this, what's happening in this election year, Ohio is an excellent example, is, I think, the most fundamental attack on the right to vote in the country since the Voting Rights Act was passed. And it's happening all over the country. And this thing that's happening in Ohio is so blatant. I mean, we're supposed to believe in equal protection under the law. It can't make sense that if you live in one place, it's easier to vote than if you live in another place. There's got to be legal action taken here, because I cannot believe this would stand the scrutiny of any fair-minded judge.